This is Mental Money, and I'm your host, Mario Lovett. Hopefully everybody had a good week. It's Sunday. Some people headed to church. I'm in the booth recording to give similar insight to wherever your religion and your belief in, to just give you something for the mind, something that will help you with everyday life, something that's going to help you become better with oneself. Today's topic is about special delivery. Special delivery? We talking about groceries, Mario? No, we're talking about having a special delivery when you engage in conversation, arguments, disagreements, whatever it may be. Having the right delivery means everything when it's an emotional level of thinking and conversation. It can go south very quick if two people are reacting. And over the years of being somebody that don't argue much or haven't argued much or don't have the tolerance to do it, I've worked diligently to having a special delivery. And I want, at the end of this podcast, what everybody will get is this. The aim of argument or of a discussion should not be victory, but progress. I'm going to say it again. The aim, the goal, the conclusion of any argument or discussion should not be victory. It should be progress. So if both parties that's engaging in this conversation, this discussion, this argument, should be both trying to get to clarity and closure, should be both trying to progress and get to another level, not, oh, I won. Because nobody ever really wins. You don't feel good about that in the midst of whatever the discussion is, the argument, the disagreement. That's not something you feel good about. So how do we learn how to have the right delivery? Well, everyone can do a better job of listening, being attentive, and then understanding. Once you do that, you can have the right delivery. The darkest place in the world is in your mind. So I can create some. I can create something in my head to say and create some very evil words to say to another person because it's a reaction. So now we are saying things that we don't mean. This may sound crazy personally. It's not something that I've ever had the great opportunity to do. Say something out of frustration, fear, disregard of another person, to hurt another person. And hurt people do hurt people. They really do. But in the midst of that, if you want to get to a place, you won't growth in a relationship. You won't growth in a discussion. You won't grow. I have a lot of debates about basketball, for example. I love them. Basketball, different sports events, just different things that I like to engage with my friends on. And it's opinions. Well, let y'all in on a secret. Opinions are the lowest level of thinking. But based off of what I know versus what my friend know, based off what another friend know, it allows it to be great engagement and conversation. Who's the greatest basketball player of all time? Some people say Michael Jordan. Some people say LeBron James. Some people say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Some people say Wilt Chamberlain. Some people say Magic Johnson. Well, when I engage in it, you know what I mean? I can go off of one, who I seen. Two, looking at who can you plant in each era and be dominant. And so I take a lot of that thought process. Some other people that's engaging in conversation are not doing the same thing. But again, you have to respect opinions. Well, the same thing happens in an argument, in a disagreement, in a discussion. It's like, okay, this is how I feel. This is how you made me feel. Whether you did it or not, or whether you intended to do it or not, well, instead of you reacting, you should listen. You should understand. And then you should deliver to them in a better calm than better than yelling and screaming to try to get to try to have progress in the to try to have clarity, to try to have closure in the conversation, in a discussion, or in an argument. So if anybody wants to try it And it's hard because when emotions get stirred up, reactions go out there. You can be called everything under the sun. I mean, literally, because when somebody's heart is hurt or somebody's emotional or somebody's very passionate about somebody they don't know, like you have a lot of people go to bat or go to war for somebody that is a superstar or is a great athlete, is a great singer, and they'll literally go to war about their opinion concerning something. Well, for me, anytime I engage in discussions, it's for progress. It's not to win or lose. It's just simply for both people to feel okay when they finish the discussion. So do better with listening, being attentive, understanding, and have the special delivery after you do that. And if you'll know if you don't have the special delivery, because you'll get another reaction. But it's going to take some patience to continue to be able to learn. Because it's for you. It's not for them. But I promise you, if you have the best delivery, your arguments are turning to discussions. Your discussions are turning to debates. And then as long as you can respect that other person that you're engaging with, everything becomes a lot easier. Remember, the aim, the goal, the conclusion of any argument, discussion, debate, dialogue is not to win. You're not trying to be victorious. You just want progression. You want progress. You want results for both people. Your mind's just been fed money.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.